Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much. This is Rick Rickma with the hard working mortgage guys and Advisors Mortgage Group. And today I have Ian Arnold joining me. Ian actually works with me. And as a loan officer for our team. And Ian, thanks for joining me. I truly appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.
He found out I was lonely, and he volunteered to come in. And, you know, I think we're going to start. What we'll talk about is the market. And as Ian and I, you know, we hear almost all the time, all the news coming out is telling us, they're trying to bring out all these negative things about our housing market and about where housing is going to go, where mortgages are going to go. And I want to talk about that a little bit and kind of help you understand really what's going on in the market. So I'm going to start with the median U.S. home list price. Now, this is throughout the U.S., not just in Indiana. And the listing price, average listing price currently, this is for January, this is a couple months old because you don't get the latest information, and it's $389,900. Now, I think back in January 2017, do you remember what that was, Ian? So
that was about $280,000.
Okay. So that was 4 years ago. So in 2017, it was $274,000. I found it $274,900, and 18, it was $290, and 19, it was $309. You can see it going up. Pre-pandemic in 2000, it was $312, and then in 2021, $344, and now in January of 2022, it's almost $390,000. So the price has gone up significantly, and What do you think? What do you think what's happening? What would your guess be?
The main reason why it jumped dramatically recently was because we had lower interest rates to start, and because lower interest rate, everybody wanted to go and buy houses. So everybody who was debating on going to buy a house decided, you know what, it's time to do it. So you had a lot of people just jumping out there. And then the other thing is you had a lot of people who, companies-wise, that went out and bought rental homes. And because interest was so cheap, they went and bought it, and now they're just going to turn around and re-rent them.
Yeah. So it's true. There's a tremendous amount of investors. In fact, best numbers I could get, I'm sorry, I couldn't get anything newer, in June of 2021, it's gone up since then. It's almost 24% of the homes that sold were investor purchases. Now, that's compared to back in 2019 when it was about 15%. So, you know, one and a half, almost, you know, one and three quarters times as many investment properties being bought. And I see it, I'm sure you've seen it too, Ian. I see it not every day, but I had a customer, they've been looking for a house. They finally found a home, and they had made some others offers, but they made an offer on a house, and they had to do an escalation clause, meaning they had to agree to pay up to a certain point. And the seller of the property had a cash offer from an investment company. Yep. They were buying investment property, cash offer, and they wanted to sell it to somebody who was going to live there. They did not want to sell it to an investment company. So they used the escalation clause and they chose my borrower because they were going to live in the house. And that's what they wanted. They didn't want that. So that's not only helping increase the price of homes, but you can see there's just a lot of investors out there looking to buy homes, and one of the reasons I think they're looking is the increase in rent. Mm-hmm. I heard, I think it was a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I heard that the increase in rent was 17 or 18% year over year.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to look at it mathematically. If you're looking at a house, I mean, and you can buy a house for a certain amount. Well, the with over the last couple of years with COVID and the price that escalated for buying a house, well, rent's going to do the same because they want to be somewhat competitive, but they don't want to sell themselves short. So if you have to go out and buy a house for, and you're going to make $2,000 a month payments there, well, you can do raise your rent to $1,500. You still feel like you got a good deal, even though your rent went up. So, I mean, I don't blame them, but yeah, that's what rentals are doing. And if you had the money to totally invest in it, that's why those guys are just buying them and then renting them out.
Yeah, I think some of it, it's that, and it's also the fact that there's not everybody who wants to buy a home can buy a home.
Correct.
And so since they all can't, there's not enough homes on the market for all the buyers, the supply and demand. So there's just a lot of people who they have to do. They have to rent. What other choice do they have? They have to rent.
You can live under the bridge.
I guess you could, and the rent's cheap, but the facilities aren't that great either.
No, they're not.
You get what you pay for. I think that's one of those you get what you pay for deals. You definitely get what you pay for with that. So it's just amazing to me. This market is so unusual. So if you're out there looking to buy a home, you're out there looking to maybe sell your home, it's just something that it takes. Even though it's easy on one end, it can be very difficult on the other. So you really need somebody who can help walk you through it. So if you're looking to buy a home, you really do need a real estate agent, somebody who's really a professional. And the best way to do that is contact us, and we'll help find an agent who's in the area that you work in. Just go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Again, I'm Rick Ritma with the Hardworking Mortgage Guys, and Ian Arnold with the Hardworking Mortgage Guys, and we're both with Advisors Mortgage Group. Our team is the Hardworking Mortgage Guys. Our company is Advisors Mortgage Group. And we would love to help you out. And it's the easiest, again, just go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com, and fill in the information, or our phone numbers are there, so you can give us a call, and one of us will be more than happy to answer your questions and help you out. Additionally, this is another piece that I think is important. This is percentage of properties with recent price reductions. You know, one thing that a price reductions would give you, if you're getting a lot of price reductions, obviously the market's not as strong. So the lower amount of price reductions, the better. And right now, and this is through February of 2022. So in February of 2022, there were 18.3% of the homes that had a price reduction. Compare that. Now in 2021, it was almost identical. But when you go to all of the years before then, 2016, 17, 18, 19, and 20, even, you know, 20, it was almost 27%. All the others were about somewhere between 25 and 27%. So this is a significantly lower number of price reduction. So to me, that's just telling you that this is a market that is still very, very strong. In fact, as you look at these same numbers, the normal levels is 33.1%. That's the normal level of price reduction. So about a third of the properties are getting a price reduction, and two-thirds aren't. And right now it's 18%. What is that? Almost not quite half as many.
Yep.
So significantly less, and that means, should mean that the housing market is strong. But I think it also, which we're going to talk about here in a little bit, is also telling that one of the reasons this is happening is the amount of homes that are on the market compared to the amount of homes on the market, including builder specs, is very different. And I think my guess is, although I don't have any statistics on it, that those price reductions are coming through maybe the builders. I'm not seeing price reductions. Are you seeing any price reductions on
The only time you see it on individuals if they've been sitting there a long time, and usually there's a reason why they've been sitting there for a long time. And but when I say some, they're not very many of them. I mean the ones that when you get home inspected and you find out there's a reason why they're selling the house, that's usually the reason why you see a decrease in the price.
Yeah, you can see people overpricing their home. Even in this market, they overprice the home, especially since they know, well, the price you listed at tends to be that goes from there and everybody offers above, unlike it used to be where it went down. So it's a very important distinction, and we need to really dig into that more after the break.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining us. I'm here. I'm Rick Rickma with the Hardworking Mortgage Guys and Advisors Mortgage Group. And I'm here with Ian Arnold. He's also with the Hardworking Mortgage Guys and Advisors Mortgage Group. He's one of our loan officers, just like I am. And we've been talking about the percent, you know, the market really, and the percentage of properties with recent price reductions. And we said that, you know, right now it's at 18.3%, and the normal levels are 33.1%. So what does that mean to somebody listing their home? What do you think, Ian?
I mean, it just means that you're not going to have a huge market when you're listing your home. So you're not competing against a lot of people. So if you put a house normally in the market, let's say your area, you might have four or five extra 100 houses that might meet the same criteria, three bedroom, two bath, same square footage. Now, if you're retailing it, there might only be 50 houses like that. So the nice thing if you're selling your house is you can ask prime, and what it's going to mean is you're going to get multiple offers. It's not like back in the day, or when I say back in the day, 5-6 years ago, you'd probably get four or five offers, and if you liked them, you stayed. If not, or you sold. If not, you'd stay a little bit and test the market out. Now you'll get 20, 30 offers within a couple of days, and within like the weekend, you've already sold your house.
Yeah, and that's a big deal because you're getting a lot of offers, but to go along with that, there may only be 50, like you said, there may only be 50 houses that are similar to yours. But it used to be when there were 50 houses, and maybe there weren't really 50, there were 150, 200 houses, and there might be 50 people looking for that house, that style of home, yep, at that time. Today, you have 50 homes and you have 200 people looking, the exact opposite. It's a flip. Mm-hmm. Now, those aren't exact numbers. Those are just kind of estimates. But that's what's happened. And it's a very, very, very strong market. And so I want to talk about the weekly new inventory of single-family residential. This is by Alto Research. And this is, again, this is through the end of January 2022. And it starts in the end, January 1st, 2021. And what it's showing is there were new listings. There were a total new listings of 45,919 in the U.S. And immediately, 21,183 of them sold. Immediate sales.
Oh, I mean, I'm not shocked too much by that.
Darn near 50%. Yep. I mean, I'm not shocked because we see it every day, but it's an amazing number on how many sell that quickly. That's why if you're out looking to buy a home, you have to be ready at a moment's notice to go look at a house and make an offer. It's not one of those markets where you can look at a house and go, you know what, we're going to think about it. We're going to talk. We're going to spend a day or two, you know, mulling it over. By the time you mulled it over, the house is sold. It's not there anymore.
We do not exaggerate. I mean, I watched a house just recently in my neighborhood. It just sold. It was on the market for 2 days. I think I probably saw 30 cars pull up there and walk in there. I go, and let's say not every one of them offered. Let's say 20. That's 20 offers in 2 days. That's crazy.
I don't know why I've gotten into them a little bit, but I watch some of these shows that they're they're selling the houses, you know, and they people go in. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are they buy them and they renovate them, but some of them they're just looking to buy a house. They go in three houses and they pick one of the three, and you can tell the ones that are new, that are old compared to the shows that are new. Because the ones that are old, they're like, well, you have time, you know, you can talk about it, you know, we'll get back together. The ones that are new are like, you know, this is a really hot market and you need to decide right now what yep. we're going to do and make an offer if you're going to make an offer. And it is amazing how different it is. And again, if you're buying or selling, it is critically important that you work with a real estate agent. Critically important. And not only just any real estate agent, you need to work with a solid, very professional, great real estate agent who understands and knows your market. And I think one of the best ways is to get a referral. It can be from a friend or, you know, somebody you work with, but we work with a lot of real estate agents and we see what they're really like in a process and how they take care of their customers. And so we can be a great source to help you find the right agent if you're going to list your home or you're looking to buy a home in this market. And I will tell you, it is critical. I've had so many people who have gone out looking at homes and they get very frustrated. Some of them it's the market, and some of them it's also the person they're working with. It just isn't working out. I had one just the other day. They just switched agents. Nothing. I had nothing to do with it. Didn't even know they had done it, but they called and they switched agents. They just felt like that agent didn't really understand the market and wasn't putting them in the right position. You really want somebody that can do that. So go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. And just email us, call us, message us from the website and tell us what you're after, where you live or where you're looking to buy. And we will make sure that we get, you know, we'll get you some names of people that you can talk to. You can obviously hire anybody you want, but we'd certainly love to help you at least give you some really good, solid agents that know what they're doing. We think that's extremely important, and we'd love to help you with that. And if you need a mortgage, of course, we'd love to help you with that also. And again, hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Just message us, and either Ian or I will get back with you and answer your questions. So with not only the immediate sales, it's just amazing. If you look at it comparative to January 2021, there were just over 20,000 new listings and probably 5,000 that sold immediately.
Yeah.
Then you go to let's say, you know, when the market was still pretty, you know, it's still very good. These are still very good numbers. If you look at like August 1st time frame, 2021, you're looking at 80,000 homes coming on the market and about 20,000, maybe not quite 20, maybe 15,000 getting immediate offers. It's the percentage of immediate offers comparative is the thing that just really stands out to me. What is that? That's probably, we're at almost 50%, and that's what, 15% maybe?
Yeah.
20% at the high end. So the market is extremely strong when you see something like that. Also, by Alto's research, the total inventory homes for sale in the U.S. single family. Now, this one, Ian and I were talking off air about this one, and this is amazing to me. In fact, Ian, you want to go over this one?
Yeah. So what it does is it actually breaks down how many houses are actually for sale, but does not include the builders. So if you go on the online, you're looking at a bunch of houses and you keep selecting on stuff, what it's going to do is it's going to tell you whether you're looking to build or whether it's already built home. Well, these are going to take the ones out that you got to wait 9 months to a year to even move into. So if you're looking at doing something earlier, these are the houses you want to look at. And there's only 249,000 houses in the U.S. for sale that are used houses. So that is, and I'm talking the U.S. That is crazy. I mean, that's by far the lowest we've ever seen.
Yeah, and we're in homes now, so it's existing. It's not used. Ian and I are used to saying you, so that's why. But everybody calls it existing. These are existing homes, and it's amazing. Existing homes, anything that's incomplete, as Ian said, new construction, removed from the count. There's less than 250,000 homes in the entire United States. If you look at January, let's say January 2019, there were 816,000. January of 16, there were 943,000. We have 249,500 active listings. That is one of the reasons I wanted to go over all that is I wanted to build the case to talk about how strong the housing market is and how the media has gotten this completely and utterly wrong. They're out there telling you that we're looking at a housing bubble, that things are going to crash, and that it's going to be like 2008 all over again. But in 2008, we had almost 3 million homes on the market. We have 250,000. We had that number where we had decrease, the very few homes that are getting less than 19% of the homes are lowering their price. Back then, it was almost 100% of the homes were lowering their price.
Well, the issue you had back then, though, too, was a lot of foreclosures. So people could not afford what they got. Now, as the case is, let's say your payment is just too much for you. How you put it on the market, in 2 days you have exceptional offers. And just in the past year, Indiana's percent rose 19% on average per house. Okay, so now you have equity. So now you're not foreclosing. You're just selling your home, and you're coming out nice. You're not having to go to bankruptcy or anything like that. So, which is nice for that person. So you're not going to have what you had in 08.
Yeah, I agree. It's always nice not to have to go into foreclosure, but you're 100% right. There's the foreclosures aren't going to happen because back then I remember it very, very well. You had a home, you had people with homes, they owed $400,000 on the home, and they could get $320,000 to sell it. There was not appreciation, there was depreciation. Now, we didn't have as much of that problem here in Indiana, but you looked at the West Coast, the East Coast, some of the really hot markets like Denver, those places, their houses had come down in value. So if you're leaving, if you're moving from there, or you have a financial problem and you're having trouble making your payments, you couldn't go sell the house because if you did, you owed more on it than what it was worth. Today, we have I wish I had the number. I didn't bring the number. We have a record amount of equity in our homes in the U.S. So we have a record amount of equity in our homes. Homes are selling in under 30 days, and it's considerably under 30 days. Last number I saw was like 18 days. And you have to understand, that includes all of the homes that builders have that are listed that you can't close on yet. Nobody buys. I sold new homes with a builder for 11 years. I'm not going to say nobody because some people do, but the vast majority of people, the advantage of buying a spec is you can move into it quicker. So if the spec hasn't actually started yet, most people aren't even going to look at it. That's not a value. They only care about having that spec if they can move into it quickly. So that is definitely an area that it's totally changed. So we are not in that same problem. Now, I also want to talk about what is about to happen, which I think is very important, and that is, you hear a lot about, especially recently, about going into a recession. One of the best indicators of a recession is the 10-year treasury minus the 2-year treasury yield. And when those cross, when the 10-year treasury price is lower than the 2-year treasury price, that is one of the best and the best indicator of a recession coming. It happened back in late 1970s through the 80s, and we had a recession right at 1980. We had another recession in 83, 82, 83. It happened again in about 1990 and 1991. We had a recession. It happened again around 2000, and it went for about 2 years, and we had a recession right after it came off of that, and that was back in about 2002. It happened again back in 2008, obviously we had the recession then, and then it happened real briefly in about 2019, and we had a recession in 2020. Some of those aren't necessarily equal. That I think that the 2008 isn't, it's a whole different number. But when you look at that and you see what the 2 year treasury, the yield is between those two, it's down. Last time I looked, it was down almost passed during the day, but it's like two. So that's 2 basis points, as opposed to back in August of 2021, it was 150 basis points. It's 2 basis points. It was 150. Even just a week ago, it was 22 basis points. It's down to two. It's gonna cross. That's my guess. And we are going to go into a recession. So what does that mean for rates? And what does that mean for homes? That's what matters. What does it mean for mortgage rates when we have a recession generally?
Usually rates go down just because they're trying to spark the economy and all that.
Yeah, what happens is when we go into a recession, they do all the things. A lot of times it's because of inflation. We're seeing the inflation. We figure that's what's going to happen. So a lot of times that's exactly what happens, and rates go down. You can look at I'm looking at a chart, and every year, you know, in the 60s, the 70s, mid 70s, 80s, 90s, every time it went up. The only time it did not, only time that the rates got worse and the housing market got worse, the only time, well, this is the housing market got worse, was in 2008. That is the only time. Every other time, and that was a reason. In 2020, the prices took off. Then we had strong sales. So we have strong sales despite all of these in a recession. The homes hold their value, and the homes sell very, very quickly. So it is one of those things where I would not worry about it. We are in good shape. The market's in good shape. Rates are going to be they've gone up. Just know they have. We don't think they're going to go up too much more, but they could. But we are, the feds are doing some things now that should bring a halt to the rates going up. So we should see rates stabilize some, and we may even, as time goes, we may see it come down. I think personally we're going to get into a recession probably in the next 6 months to a year. With that, we're about out of time. I'm Rick Ritma with the Hardworking Mortgage Guys and Advisors Mortgage Group.
And I'm Ian Arnold.
And he's with the Hardworking Mortgage Guys and Advisors Mortgage Group. If you want to get a hold of us, go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a great day.